All downhill from there.
Yep.
Oh yeah, like we were already starting late enough, and I'm just like, yeah, we should just hit record and let this rip because there's plenty to talk about. But yeah, I thought I would watch Collision or possibly have it on the side TV here. Not happening, but you just informed me, Jeremy Mays, that
Yes.
that the Motor City Machine Gun showed up on Collision.
Yep. And in Detroit, so I mean it makes sense, you
Yep.
know, but it like I don't know. Their time in WWE did not work out. Started off fairly well, but that was about
Right.
it. I mean, so they just came out and said, "Hey, we're home." Okay, and like the
Yeah.
problem is it's not Alex Shelley. So it's not. Chris Sabin just looks like any other guy. You know, he doesn't look like a
Yeah.
wrestler. And I mean, I'm watching a main event with Daniel Garcia in it, and I'm saying that. So
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm sure the DVR is catching it, but the chances that I now watch it are somewhere between zero and none.
no, there's no point. So,
Because, yeah, catching, yeah, like you said, good for them getting a paycheck. I don't really care, though. Like, I don't think that they're going to make that much difference in a tag division that just hasn't been terribly good for quite some time at this
yeah.
juncture.
Well, that's why, like, it like
So.
Christian and I'm sorry. Yeah, Christian and Cope. We're talking to the Bucks about, you know, with the great tag division. I'm like, for who? FTR's gone for who knows how long.
Well, and
And
even,
then,
oh, yeah, for them to feud with now.
yeah.
Well, yeah, A, we've seen enough Young Bucks and FTR over the last like 5 or 6 years, whatever it's been.
Yeah.
Well, I did get a real kick out of, Renee admitting that they, overused the term dream match. Just was crying.
Okay, and maybe I have a skewed. I never once thought about this match. You know, like, I don't
Oh.
know. Never.
Yeah, like I would be I feel like I'd be a fool to not say Hardys and Young Bucks. That was at one point a dream match. You know,
Yes. Yeah, that was.
I know that it has taken place, obviously, between now and then, but you
And they were
know,
good too. So.
it's another one of those, you know, same problem in WWE, people telling on themselves about how long they've been around.
Yeah, very
Because that
true.
was the other thing that came out in that interview. Edge goes, "Oh, it's been 20 years since we've been tag team champions."
I
And
could not believe that
just
or that
like
they said it.
my jaw just hit the floor at that point. And it's just like, I get that you're trying to, like, and it was kind of weird that even that whole, the whole premise of that segment ended up being, we have even more experience than you guys, even though you've now been in the business like 20 plus years yourselves.
Yeah,
And
and
it's just like, oh my gosh, like you're not making anyone look young here, guys.
like yeah,
No
complaining
one.
about WWE's age, very fairly complaining about WWE's age. But it's like also the thing is like Edge and Christian haven't or whatever, they haven't won the tag team titles in 20 years because they've became singles stars. Like,
Yeah, correct.
you know, so yeah, you moved on. You move past tag team wrestling, but
Yeah, the Young Bucks are never going to do that. Especially at this point, you know. I thought that there might be some juncture that may happen, but
I
Yeah.
fucking hate Daniel Garcia, dude. This is like a child wrestling. It's so fucking awful. I don't care. I'll swear. It's so awful. Oh,
I'm glad I did not turn it
it's
on.
just everything is like maximum effort, which makes sense when you got spaghetti arms. So you're built like a wet noodle, and you're like, he's going toe to toe with the guy that's going to main event All In. Think about that. He should have ran through this guy. A 5-minute main event.
Yes, that should have been a glorified squash match. If it's anything more than that, as usual, AEW got me angry enough last night that I really did not need to watch any of it.
Like this is an even match. He's countering all of his moves. Like, what are we doing here? Like, oh, he's part of the Death Riders. He knows. No. It's a guy that's gonna main event something in front of, I think, 40,000 now. I think they got up to 40,000, I think.
Okay. I haven't seen numbers one way or the other,
Yeah,
so.
and I guess a guy who can't main event a 20 seat bingo hall. Like, if Daniel Garcia was here at Triple C or Lenny Boy, he wouldn't move anyone to go see. But yeah, whatever. But yeah, Edge and Christian, like that whole thing, I didn't mind the sit down, but AEW last night was plagued by a lot of stuff not on TV. Hey guys, I'm here in the crowd, a very, and even on Collision, a very lively crowd. Like, can we get
Oh
some
yeah,
goddamn action, please?
that was the one thing that I said. I'm like, I was bitching through this whole thing, but I'm like, you know what? The crowd was bananas tonight. And it's just like, well, I mean, I guess you did your job here. Like, I might be banging my head against the wall, because a lot of this stuff just does not make sense in a storytelling perspective.
It's a hard show. It shouldn't matter, but it's like it's a hard show to grade this week because there was some good stuff,
There
and
were
then
two segments I loved,
let's
so.
start with positive for a change. What did you love? I'm curious. I'm very curious
It's
to
honestly
see.
the, you know what the funny thing is to me? The two biggest attraction matches to me for All In is what I thought did the best. And that is, in the first one, at least in the order of the show, since it's pretty fresh in the brain here still, the Willow segment, the Celebration segment, they did a good job with that. And even again, like I feel like we've been talking about liking how Mercedes Moné has, just kind of tweaked the character back to truly bitchy, and it's worked better. And
Absolutely.
she just came out, kind of rained. Well, not kind of. She definitely bitchily rained on Willow's parade, and made her sign the contract. That's the only problem to me in the scenario, but hey, we already have the match. It's booked, it's ready to go. Like, I don't know where you go from here, honestly. Like, I thought, like, you kind of spent the whole clip in
Yeah.
that segment, and now you've got 3 more weeks of TV before the event.
Yeah,
That's
like I
the only, like, small, that is a very tiny part. Like I said, love the segment, but that is a tiny part of
Yeah.
criticism.
But I also liked how she handled it that, Mercedes comes out because Willow's all crying and so I'm tired of people crying. Chris has pointed out the fact that he's absolutely right that people just cry all the time now. And it's like, okay. I was watching Nick Aldis on Chris Valet, and it's like, oh my God, he starts crying. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, this isn't real. Like,
Well, and
like
the other thing that, well, at least for me with Willow, it's just like you've kind of had a logical path up to the main championship here.
Yeah, so
Like,
you've got 5 years coming. Well, yeah, that sounds about right sometimes. Yes.
yeah, and it's just like she almost acted like she was surprised that she was champion, you know what I mean? And it's just like,
Which I hate.
yeah, I'm like, this is a little too humble here. Like, I'm never gonna knock sincerity, which is why I loved it. But it's also one of those things too that, like you said, like it's kind of like it's too vulnerable for the baby face for me.
Yeah, I
Um,
mean,
it, it is maybe what it is.
I could see. I could see her talking about, I had that shoulder injury. I thought I was done for a while and be able to come back, blah, blah, blah. Like, none of that was
Oh.
addressed. It was like, I've been a long journey here. Well, that's usually how it works. Yeah, in any sport, to be honest. Like, if you win a championship early in your career in sports, you're usually in trouble. Like,
Yeah, you're probably not gonna like yeah, you're probably not gonna see that again. Like I feel like they always made a bigger point of that in hockey than any other
Yes,
sport, but
absolutely. I think football is another one, because outside the Patriots, you don't really get those. Well, I guess Kansas City lately,
oh yeah.
you don't really get those teams that just keep getting there and keep winning. The Eagles have
Oh
won what,
yeah.
three, two in the last 3 or 4 years. So,
Yeah, something in that
yeah,
vicinity.
but it's like, but even then, there's a lot of guys that get jettisoned off those teams, and it's the
Oh yeah,
main guys
it's
that.
never your team is never the same team every season.
Yeah. So, but
There's
yeah, I.
always turnover.
So it's just like, okay, whatever. But it's like, it's also this point where something happens and the crowd's always like, you deserve it. And it's like, are you going to chant at Maya World, you deserve it, when you
Probably.
legitimately came from nowhere? So,
And
but,
won the second most prestigious title in the women's division, at least
but
in name.
we're doing the positive first. And, but no, I liked the way she signed the contract with Mercedes. I know, like, it was kind of stupid, but she didn't back down. Like,
Yeah.
Mercedes, she's like, oh, okay, and she signs it right out. Like, yeah, that's a disrespectful move. I'm all for it. Like, yeah, you
Yeah.
can't have her be a pushover, especially knowing that Willow broke her, was it her leg way back when? It was in a match with Willow when Mercedes broke her leg or foot. Can't remember offhand. So,
Yeah, she seems to have a lot of lower body problems.
well, she doesn't anymore. I mean, I was saying, like, her diet got better or her training got better. She's not, I mean, Sasha Banks used to be rail, rail thin. So,
Yep,
not
she's
rail thin, excuse me, not rail thin, but she doesn't have the fit going on like she does now, which again is better for her. So, better for any of them.
she has definitely added some muscle weight as of recently.
Yeah, good, because easier to take bumps with, man.
Yeah.
That you can't be like, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but she's the first one that comes to mind. Like, remember when Ashley Massaro, she was wrestling, or Angelina Love, like how thin they were. Like, they're
Oh.
shredded, don't get me wrong, but it's like, man, you need some cushion to be falling that much, So.
Yeah.
But yeah, but no, I liked this segment too. I thought a little bit it was a little disingenuous, finding out afterwards that, like, AEW was holding a Make Willow signing, like, in the lobby or something. So I was like, oh, wait a sec.
That's I thought it was a little bit strange that Excalibur took the time to go, oh, all of these Willow signs are homemade.
Yeah, they had poster boards and markers and whatever else in the lobby. And I'm like, hey, listen,
Yeah.
I don't mind that stuff. I mean, it's a production. But
Right.
don't say, like, you can point out, oh, look at all the Willow signs. Because one, that's fair. These people made an effort to make a Willow sign. They didn't have to, could have walked right by. But
Yeah, enough people did take some time out to address the situation,
yeah,
so.
but to go, well, look at all the homemade signs. That's a
Yeah,
WWE move.
when
So,
you're supplying the art supplies, it helps out.
yeah, yes. So, and I'm gonna guess that the other thing you liked was Kenny Omega
And
and
Will
Will Ospreay.
Ospreay. Yeah, I mean, again, there are definitely some critiques that I have of the segment, because honestly, it kind of started with Kenny Omega at the end of Redemption there, where it's just like, okay, now he's just being a dick to be a dick, is what I kind of see him doing at the current moment. And it's just like, okay. Like, I don't get this. Like, I don't. Like, he's been presented as wholesome since this return, and I'm not sure why this is part of the equation.
Well, he at least explained it. He's like, I'm getting my ass kicked. I get up, and there you are with a chair and then the bag. And he's like, and you were thinking about doing it. And Will Ospreay's like, no, I wasn't. And he's like, I know you were. He's like, I know deep down is what you want to do. Now, here's if there's a critique of this, they keep saying, I love you like a brother. You're my idol. You're my hero, blah, blah, blah. Do you not remember 2, 3 years ago when Ospreay got to AEW and they just beat the shit out of each other all the time? They hated each other. And like they had a US title match for New Japan that Will Ospreay won clean. And then they were fighting, they fought again in Japan. And then they come over here and it's like, we're just supposed to forget about this, which is not an AEW thing. So, I mean, they even had a feud online for years, you know, to the point people thought they really didn't like each other. So, like, for me, it's like that needs to be addressed eventually. And I thought that would have been a good spot to do it. He's like, it's not like we've been friends all this time, you know, or just a small line like that. But I never really cared for Kenny Omega promos for the most part. The last few he's cut, man, like, where is this coming from? When, I mean, he got in his face and was holding the belt up saying, does it look like I quit now? It was like, there's some venom behind this stuff. Like,
He
oh,
definitely
okay.
seemed, you know, I was just like, okay, I have actually seen all this stuff, and I can't completely disagree with your points here,
Yeah. But
sir.
I was all for it. And then, you know, he is just slapping the shit out of Will Ospreay. And I'm like, are you gonna fight back? Because you've been acting like a 16-year-old boy, like standing there, like pouting because your hero runs you down. And he smacks him, and I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay. And then he has his say, and I'm like, man, let's go. What All In
If
is
you're
what,
gonna,
3 weeks away still?
well,
Like, man,
and
these were perfect go homes.
this was gonna be a perfect time too to talk about something Chris and I talked about on Tuesday. There was some faux outrage about evidently about AEW having Redemption this past week. And then I'm like, oh,
What?
they've got a full, yeah. Evidently the pay-per-views were too close together. I feel like this person just made a paper tiger
Okay.
argument.
Yeah. I was like, that's crap.
It, like the
No one cares.
more, and I guess that's what I'm going for here. Like I saw this comment, and I know that Chris and I talked about it. Because the main reason I talked about it is because Ricochet had to stick his nose in this guy's business, and he didn't even at anything. He didn't at AEW. The guy didn't at Ricochet, you know, like nothing. Like he just posted something, and Ricochet just loves going out and hunting for these things.
Yes.
That's and it's just like, oh my God, dude, like put the phone down.
Especially it was like, you know who your wife is? There's a whole lot of material to be playing with. So, and I don't mean Twitter. So, like, what are
Yeah,
you doing, you nerd? Get off Twitter, anyways.
you got better things to do. Jiminy
Yeah,
Christmas.
be a husband and a father.
But to get back to the point here about this really being faux outrage, I'm just like, I'm watching Dynamite this week and I'm going, oh, they've got an entire month to build this thing.
Yeah. For
And
a
I'm
pay-per-view
just
that's not
like,
here. So.
I thought back about that argument. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, people just post disingenuous shit and get way more likes than they should
Oh,
for something
yeah.
that is just essentially untrue.
Yes. And like that's just lazy anyways. I mean, there's a pay-per-view a month. Do you remember when WCW and WWFE used to have a pay-per-view every month? And then ECW would have one every other month until they went to every month? It's like, shut up. Just don't buy them.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
Anyways, if we got
yeah,
so
it's
far off,
weird.
but
Yeah,
yeah, but no.
it was really weird. Like I said, like when I realized that they have a full month of this, I'm just like, okay. But again, like I guess to go back to the positive, if you're gonna have two attraction, if you're gonna have two of your main attraction matches basically be set and like have everyone fired up about them. Like I almost feel like this is kind of like how they worked with Oba and Brock. Of course, they've also had the same problem that you were talking about too, there where the hype is kind of, slid towards SummerSlam itself here. Like, not that it was bad necessarily. But also, the best segment was probably the first segment, and things have gone downhill, well, marginally downhill since then. And this is probably gonna be the same situation. Like, everything was so good. Like, I can't imagine this quality sustaining for the next month
It
for
also
both of
makes you wonder if
these.
Omega isn't going to be on all the shows. And they had to have the big one now. I mean, it's AEW. Remember, he disappeared for a few months. That was actually part of Ospreay going with the Death Riders. He's like, you weren't around. And he's right.
Oh.
He wasn't. And I don't know. It also, this is not a critique of the promo, but it's a critique of the match in that Omega beating MJF and then just losing it so quick after it, if he does, it just. Taint's not the right word, but I can't think of what I'm looking for. It like kind of dilutes it. Like, it'd be a much bigger issue or a bit much bigger deal if, like, say he won it in January or December or something like
Yeah,
that.
they have the opposite problem that the WWE has, where it's kind of gotten too old hat, where people just have these just ridiculous reigns, where it's multiple years that they have the championship. But AEW, it's just like a champion every 2 months, because I mean we had. And that didn't, I mean, because we were already arguing the months before this on whichever numbered shows they were about how, the MJF reign itself got broken up with the Darby Allin reign. So it felt weird when MJF lost to Kenny Omega then again shortly after recapturing it. So, yeah, like no one has had a long reign, and would seem really weird not to give Will Ospreay the championship at this particular event.
I think so too, but they're planting enough seeds to where he might not. Like, okay, so one, we already know Hangman came back on Collision 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whatever it is. They
Oh
totally
my
ignored it.
gosh. So you
Well,
want me to start on the bad stuff then?
so he shows up and a crowd acts like, oh my God, Hangman's here. We haven't seen him in forever. Well, no, people don't watch Collision apparently. And He's like,
including the announcers that
yeah.
interviewed these people.
But they're talking and talking, and then I'm like, this just seems like Hangman's gonna do something. It just like this
Oh.
disingenuous stuff. I'll have your back no matter what. I'm like,
Yeah, well, him
that's
and
a
his
classic
soccer
wrestling.
mom haircut, I could see him
Oh,
doing something nefarious. You cannot
yeah.
trust a man with a woman's haircut.
I mean, it's not wrong, so I just wasn't expecting that. But yeah, so there's like that little planting of the seed there. But I was also like, that's how you
Oh.
bring Hangman back after all this time in the parking lot with no fanfare? Holy crap.
Well, and I think maybe Chris and I talked about it. I don't know if you and I talked about it. Him coming back on the Collision, because I actually watched that one fairly close to on time, and that felt like no fanfare,
There was no
too.
fanfare. They promoted it Friday night, like 9 or 10 at night, that he's going to be on Collision the
Oh, okay, so yeah, you and I did talk about it, because I
day.
forgot about that detail, because you had mentioned it
Yeah, just
the
awful.
first go round. So yeah, like, it was weird that, yeah, he comes back on that Collision, kind of threatens to go after titles, and decides not to go after any titles whatsoever, and maybe screw with the main event, just for shits and giggles,
Well, didn't he come
evidently.
back at the end for after the six man match? Like
Yes.
kind of hinting that he might go for the six man titles, which is like, we need to redo that step, dude. That's
That's what evidently that is Hangman's place in life, because I mean, he was just with Jet Speed before this most recent recess here in his
yeah.
career. So he's going to get another six-man team together. Honestly, as much as the six man division still probably gets more attention than the actual tag division.
Okay, all right. Does it? They have six man matches.
Yeah, that's why it gets more attention.
I mean, and that's
I'm
it.
not saying it's good. It
Yeah.
gets more attention.
But like, there's no real teams. It's like, here's these three guys aren't doing anything. Go have a match. And then we actually have a real team with a demand. Like, oh, all right, we're the top of the division now. What
Well,
division?
and it's weird that one of the possible teams that could be in the six-man division is trying to team with the trio's champions.
They want to be part of the demand. Like, ugh.
Yeah, and I don't know why you want to be part of the demand, quite frankly. They have won gold here and there. They have not been consistently pushed. This is another one where if Ricochet's happier in AEW, great. He's not in much better of a spot in AEW than he was in the WWE.
No, but he gets to talk and he gets to be himself and he gets to jump around.
Yep.
So yeah, that makes him
That's what I'm
happier.
saying.
Cool.
Yeah,
But
if he's happier, cool. But he is still in the same spot.
yeah.
Trios Championships is the best he's got.
Yeah. And just what's funny to me is they really is like the six man t the trios title, excuse me, really is like the main event of Dynamite most of the time. Some sort of six-man match. Not even for the title, but just some sort of six-man. It's like, it's
Yeah, because
weird.
weren't there multiple? Oh yeah, because there were multiple six-man matches just in this show, wasn't there?
Probably.
Because there was that match. Oh yes, because it was the other was Speedball Brody Bandido versus Kyle Fletcher, Jake Doyle, and Brian Cage. One of the other six-man matches this
I'm a
evening.
little preoccupied, by the way. I have TNA on.
Oh God, now you have TNA on, huh?
And the Nemeth brothers are getting in the face of some lady who is with two guys with Down syndrome. Okay. And I'm like, what's going on here? And like the one kid's getting visibly upset. I'm like, or guy, I don't know how old he is. I was like, hey, carry on. Like, stop doing this. It's that's not good. TNA. So yeah. That's how interested I am in the trios division. You know, like so it's now that they basically put Bandido and Brody King together again. Except when Bandido just has to eat an L from somebody. So, or when he defends his ROH championship, whenever that is. You
Yeah,
know?
I would love, in a lot of ways, I'd love to know when that is because this man makes a lot of appearances on both Dynamite and Collision. Holy smokes. No wonder this guy was injured for Lord only knows how long. He's wrestling like every night of the week.
Yeah, is he getting paid by the night or something?
Holy smokes. God bless. I love the way he wrestles, but that.
Yeah, and
His
that's what pisses that's what pissed me off about their match. He press slam. He's been press slamming guys. You know, obviously the press slam is also aided by the wrestler being slammed, but
What? How dare you?
he's a big dude, but he's not as big as these guys he's press slamming, all right? Cool, pretty powerful. Well, then Jake Doyle or Jack
Yeah.
Doyle,
Jake.
whatever, comes off the top row, or I'm sorry, Bandido frog splashes him. He doesn't sell it after getting press slammed by Bandido. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what? He's a jobber. He's the Don Callis jobbers. This is stupid. And then spindle arms, Mike Bailey, tarantulas him up for a pin. And I'm like, this is idiotic. I hated that so much because Bandido deserves better.
yeah, there was just a lot wrong with that match. Like, I feel like this is a spot where you put Trent Beretta and Rocky Romero. You know what I mean?
Outside of the trash can they belong in.
Well, quite honestly, like I do at least think that Brian Cage and Jake Doyle are worth some semblance of credibility.
I guess, you know.
I know that they're never gonna get it, but it's just like I kind of feel bad that it's just like, oh yeah, like they didn't really push I guess I would have liked this match if they would have pushed the David versus Goliath stuff a little bit more,
Yeah.
with Bailey needing to beat one of these guys. They didn't really play that part up in this situation.
Didn't Bailey try going after the national championship and Mark Davis just beat him?
Yes, I
Yeah.
believe
So,
so.
yeah, there you go. Like, I it's just everybody is strong. Everybody kicks out of everything. And it's like, no, like, it's just whatever. Like, these kind of matches drive me nuts. Like, what was the point? Just to have guys on? You know?
Yeah, just to have a fun. The point of a lot of AEW matches, just to have a fun match.
Yeah.
Because, and that was another one that I'm just like, because it happened a couple of times on this show. Why is the new champion already defending their championship?
Why is Commander getting a title shot against Jon Moxley? You know, let's just add, that's the idiocy
Yes.
that is the laziness of booking. Like, I just want to see a cool match. All right. Stay stagnant, you know, like.
Keep on playing, keep on having your, hey, again, Great crowd, lively crowd.
Yeah.
You honestly do not really want to be playing the Masonic Temple in Detroit, Michigan.
I'll tell you what. If that crowd's like that all the time, yes, you
Why
do.
not?
Yeah, yes, you do. It was a cool looking building. It didn't look low rent. It was lit correctly. That crowd was, they were jacked for Collision too. So, yeah. I mean, it is quite a step down from LCA, but you know. But yeah. No, but and that's the problem with some of these matches. Like, hey, I want to work with this guy. Okay. That's the only reason to explain why Jon Moxley is having a match with Commander.
I don't remember Commander, even the times that I tune into Collision, having a lot of big singles wins to kind of deserve some type of championship shot. Maybe he has, just because my Collision viewing is spotty at best.
Well, you're if you would have watched Collision today, Commander beat Jay Lethal, the guy that's trying to get into the Demand.
Oh,
So, but it's like this
yeah.
sort of thing. It's like, okay, two
If
jobbers going
we're
at each other.
if we're counting the old guys on the AEW roster, with Jay Lethal on the ledger.
Yeah, it. But it's like
He was
for,
young when Stunt Granny was young.
yeah, no kidding, right? The last Ring of Honor show before they were bought, he was on it. And I was like, boy, Jay's getting old. And that was God knows how long ago. How old do you think he is?
I am gonna guess 37 before looking it up.
He's 41 years old.
Oh my gosh.
It seems like he's been around at least 40 years. That's nuts. But no, like
Oh
I've
wow,
seen people re
yeah, I was gonna
reacting.
give him a little more credit, 'cause I thought he did come in pretty really young.
I think that's the problem is we were younger and they were younger. We just didn't realize how young they were. So, but yeah, it's like this. I've seen the praise for this episode of Dynamite. This is their best after pay-per-view show they've ever done. And parts of it, absolutely. They were absolutely done far superior than any other time. I mean, yeah, not Moxley, Ospreay and Omega, Mercedes, the sit down with Edge and Christian and the Bucks, I'd give that a pass, even though it has some questionable stuff, right?
Oh yes, yeah. As much as I made fun of it, it did set up a match and kind of set the tables, like how important this win was to everyone. So,
And then
yeah,
it
cannot deny
seemingly
that part.
set up the Brawling Birds and the Divine Dominion as
Oh.
well. So, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Which it seems like the Brawling Birds may actually win it because they're in England.
Yep.
Which I don't know how much of a credit you can get from that, but you know,
Yep.
it's so there's all that sort of stuff, but other than that, it was just a bunch of matches.
Oh yeah, the matches were definitely part of just
Yeah.
an eye rolling night. Because it started off with the 'cause again, for reasons unknown, Andrade El Idolo, with his newly won national championship, is in a triple threat match. Again, it's like, hey, like who we're gonna do a triple threat match with Andrade. Who else wants to work with him? It's just like, oh, it's gonna be Jack Perry and Nick Wayne this week. And
Okay.
then the announcers specifically talking about how Nick Wayne took a Canadian destroyer in Canada mere days ago, and he has, oh, you know, roughly a full entire roll of kinesio tape on his neck. And then he does a neck bridge kip up, not even a minute into the match. And I'm just like,
Because they don't know how to work. That's why.
I don't know what to say here. Like, I know that there's power-ups and all that other stuff, in professional wrestling. This is something that he should have sold. He's like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. Like, there should have
Yeah.
been some acknowledgement at a minimum that he was being a dumbass. Like, I know that he's younger and can bounce back from that kind of injury
I
easier,
guess.
but
Well,
it's
one, it's like
still, you
kinesio
shouldn't
tape
be.
is a fraud anyways. That shit doesn't do anything. I've used it. It does nothing for you. Like what a fraud. Just imagine you hurt yourself and you put some soft tape on it. It doesn't do anything. It's a knee brace does something, not tape. This little spongy shit you put on, like get out of here. And then also, it's Nick Wayne. Like, okay, he's 18, I think, or 19. Like,
He's probably 22 at this point. He's been
yeah, and
around
like,
AEW longer than we thought,
yeah,
probably.
he had a good run at the Best of the Super Juniors. We didn't see it, so who cares? And then Jack Perry comes out. I honestly thought it was like some fan. I was like, Jesus Christ, I forgot how small he was. And he's back to being Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Oh, yeah.
For a while, he was just Jack Perry. And I was
No,
like,
he went back to Jungle Jack at least.
Jesus.
Yeah, because they gave him the Tarzan music back. I mean, how could you not realize it? Like, at a minimum, the crowd was still doing the Tarzan thing.
Yeah, it was like
You
when
know,
the.
again, credit to the crowd in this episode. They
Yeah.
were into
They were happy to see
it.
everybody. So, but I'm like, you're happy to see this. Okay. Yeah, honestly, okay. That's what you want to see.
Oh yeah,
I'd be
and
pissed if this is my card.
that's what kept on, like, someone, I laughed. It was one of those tweets that they posted on the show, like, this is a pay-per-view level card, and I'm just like, huh? But now that
Oh
I'm
my
looking
God.
back,
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up.
well,
Holy, you're an asshole if you think this is worthy of $60 for a pay-per-view. You have way too much money on your hands if you think that was a pay-per-view worthy show. Holy shit. Just.
I could at least, again, realizing how many championship matches now were on this show, I'm like, this is at least giving you the cover to use those words. I am with you and not them. And saying that this is in no, well, what they put on pay-per-view wasn't worth $50 of my money. In this, definitely was not. That pay-per-view at least had some interesting parts to it that
Yeah.
you maybe could have talked me into $30 if I could have just bought specific matches.
You know what?
Maybe
I think
wrestling
that
should start doing that.
a la
I'll
carte.
pay, yeah, a la carte, pay $5 for each match on
Yeah.
the
One, not a bad idea. Two, if their
card.
pay-per-view is worth $30, I wonder if the amount of their buys would go up. I could be convinced because I've drunkenly ordered AEW pay-per-views and didn't enjoy them. So I was like, that kind of pissed me off. But if they were cheaper, if it would go up, kind of, I mean, not, I mean, you said 30. That I think that's a fair price point, but it is a different
Oh.
day. So maybe 34, 95, you know, that old trick.
Yes, yeah,
It take,
$35 basically with
yeah, it
5 cents
takes the
off.
sting off of $59.99, you know?
Yes.
Because I mean, I'm all in, God knows how much that's going to cost because I already know I'm going to get that one. That'll be my once a year AEW pay-per-view. That'll be fine. Although I do need to look into my AEW because I guess if you sign up through, like, if you get a VPN and you sign up internationally, you get all of AEW's programming free. I think that includes pay-per-views.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be a deal.
Yeah, and now the ESPN is a YouTube TV. I can get rid of that. So, which I did. But yeah, like oh yeah, but you're right. There's so many championship matches. Here are the championship
Because
matches. The national championship, whatever that is, the sixth, the trios title,
yep.
and the
Well,
TBS title.
yes.
Who
That is the one that I'm on right now.
in the world? I listen, my world, cool story, man. All right, let's get the belt offer. Like Inferno. She's only over in a slight way. And that's me being nice. There's nothing
Well,
to her. Like the announcers have done all the talking for her.
one of the few. No, she did have one, like backstage kind of video package type situation.
Okay, I missed that.
Because she was talking, and maybe that was on one of the collisions that I
Yeah,
watched.
so it didn't count.
So I do know that she had that, but again, yeah, A, you need to get the promo on the flagship show here. So let's get something on Dynamite here. And then yeah, she is another one. Hey, crown new champion. Here you go, champ. You get a matchup against and you
Yeah,
know,
she's the CMLL Women's
the
Champion.
dead horse argument in both companies now. Yes, CML champion, CMLL champion, Persephone shows up and has to eat an L on a bigger platform than CMLL.
After, what makes this one worse, though? Is she was in that TBS, what was it, a gauntlet or whatever the hell that thing was, right? The elimination thing.
Oh, yes.
She was in that and she was a badass in it. It was like the first time. It was like a coming out party for her. Like, oh,
Oh.
now I see what's going on. She cost
Yep.
Chris Statlander the belt, essentially. And then, and that's it.
Then Chris Statlander does cost her this match. So, I mean, there was some story continuity with this.
Yeah.
Also, though, it feels like if you're going to assault somebody, even when the ref's back is turned, that a kendo stick makes an extremely distinct sound.
That's been the age-old argument for wrestling forever, you know, a chair, belt.
No, belt does not really make a sound.
True.
But a bell, because those have been used before,
Yeah, yes.
should at least make some type of noise.
Well,
Might not be the same as them hitting it with a mallet, but it should make something.
you know what also makes a noise? The wrestler hitting the mat. So you can turn around, oh, what happened behind me? That never happens either. So
No.
it's just
Yeah.
wrestling and
It is wrestling, but oh.
but I mean, but all companies now are making their referees look like idiots anyways. Cause even like Tekla and Willow, the end, was it Julia Hart, I believe? In front of the or no, it was the other one, Sky Blue.
Oh,
In front of
yeah.
the referee making the pin puts Tekla's foot on the rope. And the referee goes, hey, that's enough of you, get out of here. Well, why would you stop counting? Like, you know what I mean? You know she put the foot on the rope. So why would you stop counting? Or why isn't she disqualified? You know, the stuff like that. Like, and that's just one example. WWE is notoriously worse for it, by the way. AEW's referees just stink. WWE's,
Oh.
I don't even know if they do. They make them look so terrible. So
At least I just don't notice the WWE referees, which is better than
oh, good.
AEW.
I'm glad you can. It is painful. Even like the Raquel Rodriguez Sol Ruca match. Like, if somebody jumps on the ring apron, all right, go, hey, get down. If they don't get down, go, I'll just disqualify you. And you want that to work? Like, something like that. And then Liv and Io Sky are fighting outside the ring, and Jessica Carr's over there going, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Are you okay? Who cares? They're not in the match, bitch. Turn around and call the goddamn match." It
Yeah,
drives
I
me
guess that is.
nuts.
Yeah, that really should be the case.
Everyone does it, by the way.
referees are too easily distracted
And then they
by
just
things
turn
that are
half
not part
retarded
of the
too.
match.
Like, it's there's a, oh, what's going on over here? Like, oh my God. Or like someone's on the ring apron and they're constantly, I think this happened in NXT this week too. We can transition over them. And
Yeah,
for
sure.
some reason, and it's like, you're sitting there, get down, blah, 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 blah. While everything goes on 2 feet behind you, but you can't hear, feel, or sense anything. Man, and if it happened every once in a while, sure. It is every week, almost every match, just trash. And it takes you out of it. It just totally takes you out of it. At least for me. Which is maybe that's why I'm not, I haven't been enjoying stuff as much as I should be lately. So.
Oh no, it's Chris and I have kind of talked about it, and I think I might be on board with him where I know that a lot of people have maybe questioned our sanity of still consistently watching this much. And I can't fully blame them, but I definitely don't
Yeah.
think it's the worst time period that we've covered
Oh God, no. Oh God, no.
on Stunt Granny at this
No.
juncture. So,
People forget how bad Vince was. He stumbled into good stuff at the end. Most of it was garbage. So, like
yeah,
Chad
it was.
Gable's on Cody's podcast, and he was talking about being Shorty G. I was like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. So, yeah, no, it's frustrating, and I guarantee you Saturday, Sunday are gonna be real frustrating too. Six matches again. That is 2 matches an hour. That's crazy bad. Ugh.
I mean, they usually go 3.5, don't they?
Yeah, but that just means it's more commercials. If it goes 3.5, we should have 7 matches, theoretically. So
You
now,
just said it was going 4 hours. It's like I just shortened it
no.
by a half an hour.
No.
You
If we have
said
six,
two matches.
an
Oh
hour,
shit.
that's
Oh,
3 hours.
I'm sorry. That's three
Hey, wait,
hours.
what do you do for a living?
It's
So,
my
numbers
math
aren't
was bad.
important.
My math was bad.
Well, you had me questioning it too. I'm like, I'm kind of tired, but I don't, no, I thought it was right. Yeah. So, but it's like there should be there should be nine
Oh
matches on
yeah.
every card,
Oof.
and not all of them have to go 35 minutes. Like, how refreshing is it when a match is like 7 or 8 minutes? They get
Oh,
in there, get their point, and get done.
I think there's going to be a couple of those. Chris and I were trying to figure out, and we do think that it's not going to be the shortest Hell in the Cell match ever, but it is definitely
Been
going to
pretty
be.
close.
It'll be no. There's a 5.5 minute one that we looked up.
Who
It
was
was
that?
on Raw or something like that. I think it's the Big Boss Man one.
Oh my God.
Like five
That's
and a half
crazy. I didn't
minutes.
know that. So.
Yeah, I was surprised at how many Hell in a Cell matches, honestly, there's been. And I kind of forget again, this is another one of those. Oh, yeah, maybe this also does make some sense in retrospect since the first one was in 1999. And we now have 27 years worth of Hell in a Cell matches because it's become that iconic. So,
And Triple H actually like calmed him down too. Remember, Hell in a Cell was once a year for a while. And now he's like, yeah.
yeah, he has slowed the pace, and there's no
As he should.
pay-per-view called Hell in a Cell, and they're not having two Hell in a Cell matches on said pay-per-view either.
And but But AEW, I'm sorry, not AEW, NXT this week.
Yes.
The main focus, obviously, is Grayson Waller's promo to start the show. I love how people are trying to convince everyone that it wasn't good now. It's that classic thing where something's good until it's like, okay, no, it's not, and here's why. Like, no, it was good. And it set the table for things to come, while at the same time speaking a lot of internet truths. And then also, I wonder if some of the coaches were also like, yeah, here's some talking points. It's all for you.
That was one thing I kind of had bookmarked. You had talked about listening to Brian Alvarez on the topic,
What a bunch of
and
scams, scammers.
well, it was one of those things that the promo involved burying the brand, the current era, current champions, and it's just like I don't. That promo, A, Grayson Waller, the wrestler, should have cut that. Like he should be that kind of arrogant. So that to me, like, kind of nullifies that part. To me, the part is, why does Shawn Michaels and Triple H let this happen? And I think that is the other part that I feel like Alvarez is forgetting here, is that they're sending a message. Like, this isn't that hard. Oh, what was it last week? We were talking about how there hasn't, less has changed from some Vince-isms than people think sometimes too. Like, as much as I'm with you where the product is definitely gotten better to the point where it was not that doddering old fool running it the last like 5 or 6 years that he was running it. Like he found some good stuff in there, but for the most part, those were a lot of misses. And this is at least better from Triple H. It's not great, obviously, or else we wouldn't be criticizing it more than we aren't.
But doesn't seem like Vince is kind of back, because like Austin Theory's getting pushed. Like,
Well, but
what are we
yeah,
doing?
yeah,
I like
this is a
Austin Theory.
very, very Vince thing to do, to come out and have someone like Grayson Waller bury the entire thing. And it's just like I don't mind that. I've got to admit, had this kind of happen at work recently. Was not burying someone, but also told them that maybe they need to look over their shoulder. And it's kind of funny how much more they pay attention when that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, I.
And honestly, like, if they do genuinely think, and oh, it did not help, the Booker T is sitting there going, yeah, the men's division's fucking awful.
So,
Afterwards,
yeah,
what I
well,
mean?
there's a
Like,
reason he said that too. He had to
you want
watch
to
the rest
talk
of
about,
the
you want to talk
show.
about message sending? Like, it's yeah, like they obviously did that on purpose to light a fire
Yeah, well,
under at least the new guys in NXT. Like, I don't obviously think that that promo was aimed at Naraku
I
for
think he's
one.
off to the main roster. You notice he wasn't even on this week.
It is entirely
So,
possible that they're just like, okay, you did what you needed
yeah,
to around
like
here.
I saw that, and I saw he like doubled down on it today, and like, and like Tom Lawler, who's actually, I think, kind of in tune more because he's still wrestling, and he's part of MLW and he does other stuff. Even he was saying it wasn't good. I'm like, what are you guys missing? Because he got over. So what he did in this promo is he buried his competition. He gave them a platform to stand on now to come back at him. So he set up feuds with people who are there. And people are like, well, this is the guy that got kicked back down to developmental. In his promo, he said he wanted to come back. He made it clear as day that, oh, yeah, I need to get this championship so I can get that rub that's up there. That's kind of delusional. Well, he's a bad
Well,
guy.
and he even again, like, to even further that point, he's like, this means that I'm the future, and I still believe I'm the future. Like, it was literally in the pro. Like,
Yes.
oh, come
All
on,
of the
man. You
talking
guys are
points get
just not
nullified.
even listening.
Well, Chris pointed out in our chat too that Alvarez for the last few weeks has been highly critical of AEW. And all of a sudden, he's not. And something that's actually good with WWE, he now hates, he now doesn't like it. And it's like, who got to him? Like, I,
Yeah,
you know, like, that's kind
it
of
was
weird.
it this promo was one of the few bright spots, because I mean, and I'm kind
Oh,
of
yeah.
with
Then we had
him.
the roster rest of the show. So.
I'm kind of with Waller too. Like, that guy is just like, he seems like he's doing everything that he should be doing, but got stuck in the worst gimmicks and was not given any run by himself. He
Right.
always had something. Like, it's one of those no offense to the New Day kind of situations. Their characters were dead in the water when Waller joined them, and he was the only thing fresh about that group. But they didn't really come up with anything good creatively that made it to
No.
screen.
Yeah. And like, well, they had that thing at the end where Kofi was like questioning like how he does stuff, and it was like, oh, where's this going? Nothing. Didn't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But like this promo, like it's funny because it was easy. He just used what a lot of the internet's been saying. And it also probably what
Oh,
some of the
yeah.
coaches wanted. And it worked. So like it kind of fooled everybody, like, oh my God, he's really shooting from the hip. Eh, he's not. It was well delivered. But it also was a smart promo. Because like I think Tom Lawler said today, like, you know, a promo is meant to get people in the building. It's a promotional tool. Well, did you watch AEW? There was a whole lot of shit that wasn't a promotional tool, but they won't call that out. So if we're going to take that criteria, Waller's promo did set up stuff. He did promote. He's promoting himself. He's promoting a ma matches with Tony D, whether they happen or not, you know.
And he
He's a,
even
yeah.
got people like, I just Mason Rook going like, what the, why,
Okay, so wait,
I
before.
hey, I'm glad that people are offended, you know what I mean? And he's also a person that's been like, they brought him in, and then I don't know what they're doing with him.
Well,
Like,
what they're doing
and
with
like,
him is
it's,
proving Grayson Waller's point. Because who was it? Tavion Heights and, oh no.
Miles Bourne.
Miles Bourne are standing there, and they're rehashing what's going to happen. They're like, oh yeah, did you hear what he said? Yeah, no, they didn't say that. Mason Root comes in the room and goes, "Did you guys hear what he said about us? I'm not going to deal with that." Holy shit! They should have this flashing on the screen. Example A, with like Waller's face above it. That was horrendous. And then, like, yeah, well, you don't interfere in the match out there. It's like, you gonna stop me? Let's roll on to the next guy. Like, it's they. That's the only time that seemed like they legitimately addressed it. Every single guy on that show should have mentioned something, and I mean, even Shiloh Hill, oh no, who's the guy he fought? The blonde dude. Tristan Angels.
Yeah.
He should have said something. Every single guy on that show should have made a point of saying something about it. But oh, so this guy's gonna come in here and disrespect us like this. And then okay, so we'll make sure we see him sometime. Nothing. Just carried on the show like it never happened. And I think that's why if you wanted to say the promo wasn't good, that would be why. Nothing happened. They called him back and he attacks Tony D at the end. Well, that's not, like, okay.
Yeah,
So.
he might have found himself in a triple threat match with our new old buddy Cruz Montana.
And even that part of the promo was the easiest thing possible. He's like, "Yeah, I love the new name, buddy," because no one likes it. I don't care if it's about your dad and whatever else. Like, it's just an unnecessary name change when he's already been on their programming as Mike Santana. Like, so, but.
This is going to be another one where I'm fascinated now that Jordynne Grace was allowed to keep her name, but for reasons, Mike Santana, who has been known as Mike Santana for roughly like 15 years.
Blake Monroe, Ricky Saints,
I don't know about the Blake Monroe as much. Ricky Saints, maybe. Just 'cause I feel like he was on the Indies a little bit longer. I don't know why I don't count women in Japan as much. Maybe it's just like that almost feels like an out of sight, out of mind kind of situation, unfortunately, for Stardom for the most part. Like, 'cause yeah, she was Stardom, right? Yeah, like it's not like they've, 'cause they didn't ever have a platform with New Japan, right? Like you didn't have access to that, or I didn't have access to that when I
I
was
canceled New
on
Japan
New.
so long ago. I have no idea.
Yeah,
So.
so yeah, like I don't, that might have had more name cachet than I'm giving it value for, personally, but yeah. Yeah, I don't mind the Ricky
But no, I'm
Starks.
just saying, like, why the name changes, Like, Ricky Starks was on AEW, who's NWA's at
Well,
Independence, and it's like, well, okay. And then, what's his name? He didn't come back as Ty Dillinger. He came back as Sean Spears. Now, I
oh,
obviously he ain't going anywhere either. Ethan Page kept the same name.
no. Oh, yeah.
So, it's like it's just an arbitrary process. And, but again, WWE's audience, yes, they do watch other stuff. Majority do not. If that was the case, AEW would have a whole lot more viewers. So, and they do not. So,
use a few more viewers.
yeah, but the rest of this show is just a blur.
Yeah, that's it. I don't, I must have clicked on one of the like million ads on this stupid
Yeah,
website.
but I mean, honestly, it's really not even that worth it. Like, Thea
Trying
Hale
to.
decides to be friends with
Oh, that was hilarious in I am so confused kind of a way situation here. The fact that Jada Parker was so shook still about Natty is just something I do not love about that character and will never love. And yeah, the fact that now we're like, I'm going, hold on, are we getting a Thea Hale and Jada Parker tag team? Is this like, this is the only reason that they're friends, right? Like, we're not going to have another weird, like, Sol Ruka Zarya team, are we? Where, like, both of them go after champions, separate championships or some weird shit and turn on each other?
I don't know. This one just came out of the blue,
I
and
just kind of
I don't
laughed at
appreciate it.
Jada Parker's reaction to getting hugged. I thought that that was pretty spot on. Izzy and Lizzie, that was, I about died during this match because Vic at the beginning of the segment is talking about whatever betting sponsor that they have because everyone's got to bet on everything evidently these days. Like you can't go to the bathroom without betting on something or else you're not cool evidently.
Yeah.
At least from the advertisements I get, oh, everywhere. I'm
Yeah.
not cool because I don't bet on the weather. The fuck do, what kind of money do people have to blow that they're
Wait, that's
betting
not a
on the
real thing, is
weather?
it?
Yes!
How?
That cow sheet, you can bet on the weather. Why?
Oh my
Why?
gosh.
Why? And who
Betting on
does
weather is not
that?
possible through regulated financial exchange platforms like Kalshi or prediction sites like Polymarket, where users
Oh,
buy
you.
yes/no contracts on daily high temperatures, rainfall, heat waves based on official. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I think the show's come to an end. Civilization is just. I mean, sports is bad enough, but the weather, like. But it
Okay,
does
but
intrigue me.
to get you back to get back to NXT here,
Yeah.
since we're both trying to get out of here, because there's just a couple of points. I laughed that Vic's like, oh, the over under odds for how many times Booker T screws up a name is 4, and during the match in tears. When you knew that he, 'cause he didn't even call one of them Lizzie or Izzy. He called them something else.
I think it was like Lizzie Dane or something.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah,
And
he
I
just kept mixing
was,
in. Like, which, by the way, that's fair. Like, if there is a Vincism, that's one that is like kind of true. Izzy versus Lizzie, like.
I just started laughing though that it seemed like it was not like one of those I'm screwing up just to kind of, get the odds right. I'm like, no, this is just classic Booker T. Like he
Yes.
legitimately screws up a name at least 4 times in every broadcast. So, and yeah, the fact that that happened during the match, that was one of those things that just made me laugh.
Now, one thing that did make me laugh in the show that I did appreciate, who I don't think should fall under, the Grayson Waller effect, Saquon Sugars, when he ran into Mike Santana. And Sam's like, yeah, you're running with those dogs. Like, man, he's like, fool, that was a while. That was a long time ago. I'm a changed man now. It just cracked me up how he dismissed it 2 weeks later, 2 weeks after being like, man, no one wants to talk to me. Like, yeah, that it doesn't really jive right, but his delivery just kills me. I like him, and I hopefully, something gets done with him.
I really Saquon Sugars is one of the few that I would protect from the Grayson Waller barbs. Like it's definitely an infancy thing for him right now, so he needs to just
Yeah.
start picking up some dubs
Yeah,
against
I think Shiloh Hill's
some newbies.
another. I think that's fair. As long as they don't keep doing this fog nonsense.
Well, and they definitely pushed him like he's out of that territory too. And that's one where it is kind of a shame where I'm going, I'm digging what Tristan Angels is doing in this whole situation. Like he is one of the few guys, and I'm like, I can see where this can go. Like, is it? Yeah, he's not a finished product right now, but he's also been there like, 6 months. Sometimes I feel like people get a little impatient. This one, I'm like, I like the Tristan Angels character. It will be fun to see how he grows moving forward here.
Yeah.
So,
And
yeah, that was one of the better segments of the night.
yeah, I don't remember.
Because they are kind of addressing the problem with Bronco Nema and Lucian Price at this point.
Yeah, which is also just kind of a weird one. Like, I hope they do address it. Like, why haven't they talked off air? And be like, well, this is why I did it. It's like, yeah, I know we talked about why you did, but it doesn't mean I'm happy about it. Just something simple, man.
Oh, they just did that this week.
Did they actually discuss why?
Oh, I don't know if he said why he's in the
Because,
group and not in the other group, but
yeah,
I mean, I feel like they all had a segment. Like, I mean, they're kind of getting together with it at this point. Like, I don't know what more you can
well,
ask.
no. I mean between Bronco and what's the other guy's
Lucian,
name? It is
Lucian
Lucian. Okay.
Price.
Like the two of them have a discussion, like, hey man, I told you why, they called me up and that's why I did it. Like I took the opportunity quick. I was pressured into taking it. Something like that.
Yeah, I guess
Just
they
like
haven't said something quite
that
like
that's what
that.
I'm getting at. Yeah, that's all I'm getting at. Because you just had that segment where they're at the pool, like with their awful cookout, talking about his mom dying and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden on AAA he shows up as the
Yeah,
monster
with
bad guy, like wait. And then back to NXT where he's jo like they're jobbing out in tag team matches. So, but I'm going to give it time because at least this one they're addressing. They are not addressing Carmen Petrovic at all. So,
Oh no. Did like the Kendall Gray and Lola Vice segments during the show. Both
yeah.
it's one of those the WWE still does video packages really, really well. And nice to see Julius Creed on TV. And I think that does just about do it. There, because I mean, we already talked about the main event,
Yeah.
because that was just the Waller fallout nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. And he came back and attacked Tony D, like setting up future stuff. So it was like beginning to end. So,
Yeah, he has either a triple threat with Tony D and Cruz Montana, or he ends up with singles matches with both of them at some
Yeah.
point. Either way, like you said, they've set up at least two matches. Well, at least one match, possibly two, or even possibly three if there's a singles match, a triple threat and two singles matches that come out of it.
Yeah. Should we do SummerSlam predictions real quick?
If you want to, I know that Chris and I did. I have the
Oh,
page
you did?
still pulled up here because. Boy, him and I really agreed on a lot. We
Uh-oh.
also
All right.
worked from night two to night one.
All
So,
right. So while we do that, I'll let you know my predictions then.
okay. Just because I'll save the good matches for last here. So, Bella Twins versus Fatal Influence, triple threat match.
Fatal Influence, and then the twins turn on a page, or they all just go away.
I think that was one of the ones that Chris and I may have actually disagreed with. I guess I don't know why I see the Bellas winning here, but I think that was one of the few changes. Gunther versus Nick Aldis.
This is
Who
clearly
do
going
you
to be
have,
Gunther because I think this is Nick Aldis's last match.
sir? So yeah, okay, we're all on the same page on that one.
Yeah.
LA Knight, Solo Sikoa, and Royce Keyes versus the Bloodline.
I mean, it's like the Bloodline has to win this. It's just they don't have to, but they're going to, which means they have to.
Yep, all on the
Yeah.
same page on that one.
Unless it's Solo's coming out party, but I doubt it. Who was absolutely awesome on Monday doing that pew pew stuff. That shit killed me. Like,
When he
he's
wants to be
such a smart
funny,
ass.
he is
I think
hilarious.
that's natural who he is. I think he's just a naturally sarcastic dude. And it just comes off that easy. It really does.
Yeah, like he does. I guess that's maybe my problem when I complain about him is he just doesn't have wrestling credibility. I do find him pretty funny. Is a promo cutter when they give him a chance. Liv Morgan versus Io Sky.
It just seems like Liv isn't ready to lose that title yet because Stephanie may be coming back. So that's the only recourse I have for Liv winning.
Yep, still on
All right.
Agreement Street here, sir.
But if she loses, I wouldn't be surprised either. So.
That one would maybe be the least shocking of the losses that we've talked about here so far. Next to last match here, night one, possibly the lead off of the show in its entirety, Obafemi versus Brock Lesnar.
Pretty obvious who's winning this one. Well, wait. It better be obvious who's winning this one. That's ridiculous. If Oba loses this, oh God.
The internet will
Oof.
have a meltdown
Shit,
if
I'll have a
Oba
meltdown.
loses.
He shouldn't have lost the second one. So, anyways.
Still right down Agreement Avenue here. Charles Michael Punk taking on
Little Man Punk.
Cody Rhodes here.
I think CM Punk wins. I think he keeps going.
The WWE by their standards has hot potatoed the title. I do
Yeah.
not see that game of hot potato continuing either. So again, we have made a turn into agreement circle. Night two here, running down. This one's ordered a little bit better here, just because there's clearly a main event. Trick Williams taking on Baron Corbin.
This damn well better be Trick Williams winning.
We have turned off of Agreement Court
Ugh.
onto. I don't know. I've run out of street names, so fuck it. We're still in agreement. Sami Zayn versus Finn Balor, the only matchup that Chris and I could not bring to predict because we don't care about either of these
It's got to be
characters.
Finn Balor. I don't know. I'm with you. I'll just pick one. Finn Balor. Why not?
Yeah, I don't
Like,
I, like that. That's how little we cared about this match. I
it's
don't
such a
remember
goofy
the.
match to have on this show. Like,
I
what? A number one
don't. Yeah,
contenders match?
I do not remember our predictions, honestly. Like,
Yeah, it's like
because
for
we were both
Sammy, he's
like,
going backwards. He'd go back into a feud with Trick. So, yeah. Oh, no, wait. Is it for the
it's
title
for
or the
the
US title? Okay,
undisputed,
okay. Yeah, I'll
so it
take
would
Finn
not
Balor.
be going backwards, but. I wouldn't be surprised if they feel like milking another one of those Balor
Well,
CM Punk
because
matches, even
I
though it's
think it would
happened.
cause the crash out with Sami Zayn more if he loses.
Oh,
So
that's fair.
that's I think that could be the reason why.
Danhausen versus a Dominic Mysterio, human monies on a pole match.
I think Danhausen wins, but Dominic should win. Because if he's healthy again, Dominic was getting cheered, but I think beating Danhausen, it'll kind of restart his momentum, and people will actually boo that. They don't want Danhausen to lose, and it's also a way for Danhausen to lose without getting pinned. So, and you got 88 members of the Judgment Day that can run in and help him. So there's no harm if, he loses his human monies. But at the same time, doesn't it seem like that body's going to come alive and come and help him? Oh no, that was Jalen. That was never mind. That was that Karl Anthony Towns guy. Oh. Yeah, I think Danhausen loses.
Okay.
So,
Well,
or he should lose.
you took a long route to end up agreeing with us there, because we were both with Dominic Mysterio. Like,
Okay,
Danhausen has gotten enough wins here. We need to get Dom back. If he, again, like you said, like if he's healthy and ready to go, we need to get him back on track. And he can't, as much as I love Danhausen, he Mysterio Dominic should not be losing to him.
I can see Dominic going to get the monies and it blowing up. So.
That, and I think that was the other thing that we agreed upon, is that there's probably going to be some shenanigans after the
Oh,
match to send the crowd home happy that
yeah.
Danhausen still got some type of one up on them. Ladies, five-way ladder match for the interim WWE Women's Championship. Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, Charlotte Flair, and oh yeah, because I think it's getting determined on SmackDown. Still Julia or Lash Legend.
I have no idea. And
You have a little more space to explore on this one. We'll see if you
my heart
land.
wants Chelsea Green. It ain't gonna happen. But it's like Charlotte and Jade could have a, could keep feuding after this, I guess, with a title involved. But then who, like, I think I told Chris, Rhea probably will show up on SmackDown after a SummerSlam. And I do mean the Friday after SummerSlam. To prove to make all of this a moot point, but I know Tiffany's from Minnesota, but she's the US champion, so that's not going to happen. Blake Monroe probably will cost her it, which is good because that was supposed to be the match, anyways. It was supposed to be Blake versus Tiffany, but for
Oh,
whatever reason, didn't work.
yep. They jettisoned both that match and Jade versus Charlotte for this five-way
Yeah.
ladder match.
And so put them together anyways. So I don't know. It seems the comfortable pick is Charlotte. So I'm just going with Charlotte. Screw it. I want
Okay,
Chelsea to win, but.
you are not with us on
Okay.
that one.
Okay.
We are firmly in the because they have mentioned this as an interim championship. We do think that Chelsea Green is going to ham it up because Jade Cargill, Charlotte Flair are going to cancel each other out. Seems like it's too early for Julia and or Lash Legend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Tiffany Stratton already has a championship, so that disqualifies her, leaving one Chelsea Green to again ham it up, call herself the interim championship only, like you said, to have Rhea Ripley come out shortly thereafter
Yeah.
and beat her for the championship.
Yeah, but it's like they don't see Chelsea, and she doesn't present herself as, I don't want to say a real wrestler, but she's constantly dodging things. So now,
This
that is my
what
dream
was
scenario, is her to win. So.
this what was it this past SmackDown, I think, that where she got like just a legitimate win to get into this ladder
Yeah.
match.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first time I remember her having a legitimate W without any real chicanery
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
involved.
But I could also
So,
see like
but again,
Tiffany
they
costing
I
her the title. So.
yeah. I oh, and then that was the other thing too that Chris and I thought maybe Chelsea turns on Tiffany.
Which she would have every right to.
Yes.
So Tiffany's been a bitch to her. So yeah.
Yeah, I believe that was part of
If
the
Chelsea wins,
reasoning
I won't
too.
be surprised, but I think it's Charlotte.
Okay. Now this is the one where it seems like we're going to so I guess I'm tipping my hand here, satisfy the hometown crowd here. Penta defending the Intercontinental Championship versus Chad Gable.
Everything says Chad Gable. Kind of like, all right, here's your reward for doing that amazing work in AAA. At the same time, isn't the story that his redemption is still ongoing if he doesn't win? I don't know if they want to get that deep with it, but it's like, okay, I still can't overcome. My redemption story is not done. I still have to prove I'm better than this. I also like
Yeah.
Penta, so I don't like Chad's gonna win. Who cares? Like
Yeah.
this,
Yeah.
yeah, Chad
We
wins.
are all I think agree. Yeah, as much, it's another one where as much as I love Penta, he has not had the best IC reign. They've kind of been start or stop with his TV time and he hasn't no one's had a really great feud, so it's just kind of been one of those things. And last, not least, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins for the World's Heavyweight Championship.
Seth Rollins is gonna win.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No, there's no fucking chance.
Okay.
There's no chance.
Yeah.
Why? It's
This,
why.
so,
This is
yeah.
the retirement tour for Seth, I'm sure. So.
The site again, mostly in agreement on pretty much all the outcomes
Oh, we're boring. I don't
here.
like when people are like, "Oh, I'm just gonna pick it to be different." It's like, well, I mean, if it's not what you feel, then why would you do that? So the only reason I chose Charlotte is because she's the comfortable pick. When in doubt, choose the
Go to
comfortable pick.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
Oh.
honestly, I would see that happening if the opposite is true. I feel like we've all talked about it being a shorter term problem for Rhea, which is and that is at least part of my logic too. And that's why they're calling it an interim one. I'm like, I feel like this is going to be pretty short, but if pretty short's like another 2 months or something, maybe you do
Yeah.
give it to someone with a little more credibility. I think if the time frame is shorter than that, within the next couple of weeks, I'd still leaning towards Chelsea to just ham it up for a week or two here and then
Yeah.
just get kiboshed.
Yeah, which sucks because I mean
So.
that just shows that's all she'll ever be for him. So, but I mean,
Yep.
really, they need to start doing new stuff. The idea that Braun Breaker's not on this thing is crazy. Where are the Street Profits at again, by the way?
Gone.
I you
Their
know.
tag division, WWE tag division, not any better than
Yeah.
AEW's.
No.
Not any better. 'Cause you get to be the challenger for a little bit. Lose some of the win some of those matches, lose some of those matches, get the championship. You get to reign for a couple weeks. The next team wins, and you're nowhere to be found again.
Yeah. And it's like, okay.
It's not like there's another, there's not a third team for them to feud with. There's not a fourth team to them for them to feud with. Like, I don't know who the other teams are, honestly.
Well, the Creeds are around somewhere, I guess. He's there. They don't show up in Mexico anymore. So, yeah, but it's like, I think Chris and I talked about it. We've mentioned it too. We're coming up on after SummerSlam. And poor Otis and Tozawa, that certainly seemed kind of final to me. So, yeah.
That's unfortunately for both of them. I say fare thee well.
Yeah, don't be answering that phone. Unfortunately.
I have no problems with their work. I
None.
also think they are is unfresh is unfresh is can be.
Yeah.
So.
Otis is that hasn't been used right since that Mandy Rose stuff. So,
No. It's
but
been a real train wreck since then.
well, I guess we should get out of here. Oh, do you want me to review a Spider-Man real quick?
Sure.
A thumb in the middle. It's
Thumb in the middle.
if you really think about what happens in this movie, it's like, oh God. So it's the weakest of the Tom Holland Spider-Mans, but those have also been some pretty good movies. But it's, do you know who the bad guy is?
No.
Okay, I won't tell you then. But it's wrong casting, the wrong character, like it doesn't fit the character at all. And it's like, oh no. And it's just so busy. It's so busy. It is so much is going on. And like you saw the one with all the Spider-Mans, right? Like was it Homecoming? And like everyone forgets who he is, right? You're like, cool. And this one's called Brand New Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, same shit. They're still in it. He's still trying to like, oh, I'm like, come on, man. I thought we were getting a fresh start here. And like one whole plot device I think is set up for the Secret Wars movie. So,
Oh,
Because
okay.
oh, if you go see it, the after credits is just Spider-Man in space. Like a blip that shows Spider-Man's in space. That's it. And that's for Secret Wars. So
Okay.
he doesn't die at the end of the movie, just in case you were, spoiler alert. Spider-Man
Yeah.
survives. So.
Oh man. Belltime beer. Another one of the beers that one of my brother got in the brother exchange at the recent Lake House here. Steel String Brewery out of Mebane in North Carolina. This is their Smash of the Glass. It is raspberry, mango, and vanilla sour. And it's quite a mouthful, and it's pretty good. 5%, so it's not a heavy
That's
one.
it? Wow. All
Yeah.
right.
Yeah, I mean it's a sour. I don't really expect a whole lot of
Well,
high ABVs out of sours.
that's not how they make them around here, that's for sure. So,
Oh, that's really strange.
yeah.
I have not seen a whole lot of high ABV sours, honestly. So, yeah, very good. I have not really been to this. Like I said, got in an exchange. I will have to compliment the brother that brought that one. So, Belltime Beer suggestion from at DeFrango11. He's at Granny Mays. The brand's at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Yep, that works. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.